weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
From David Bowie through to George Michael, 2016 was a year when every news bulletin featured at least one celebrity death. At least that's what it felt like. But was the last 12 months a dangerous period to be a celebrity? Jason Kreese has been investigating and is here now. Hello, Jason.
Hey, good evening, Julian.
Thank you very much for coming in. So did more celebrities die than was usual for 52 weeks?
Well, a lot of people seem to think it was, and I don't remember any time in the past people saying, oh, I think, you know, 2012 is a particularly dangerous year. Although there was a brief summer, I think it was in 2009, when apparently lots of celebrities died, I think including Michael Jackson, and people were like, oh, is it the curse of the summer of 2009?
It always has to be a curse, doesn't it? Yeah. Just in the same way, if it's a scandal, it's always a gate.
Indeed, yeah, so the curse of 2016, I've been hearing. So I, yeah, decided to investigate this just to see if people's instinct about whether 2016 was a dangerous year was indeed true.
I guess we kind of get into how one defines celebrity. Now, it kind of used to be that you'd done something famous, but now it can equally be that you're just a celebrity, which doesn't seem to be an occupation that would go on most passports.
Yeah, in fact, yeah, the hardest part of this really was just defining what a celebrity is. So actually doing the mathematics to work out whether, you know, 80 is unusual compared with 60 or 50 compared with 40 is kind of, you know, will be in an A-level textbook or something you might do as a sort of part of your maths degree or something like that. But actually defining what a celebrity is a bit subjective. So back in about 1910-ish, the only way you could really be famous was to be a silent movie star or a, you know, like a politician or to be the king or something like that. But over the years, we've had an increasing number of ways, or indeed you can just be famous for being famous. So I think Zsa Gabor, I think, who died in 2016 probably falls into that category.
It's interesting. I remember there was a complaint which was written into, I think it was one of these BBC media shows, and the person was complaining about the way that obituaries were handled. Mm. And the complainant said that new celebrities, that's to say people who died relatively young, maybe in their 40s or 50s, got a whole load of coverage, whereas people who were famous at one point, say in the 50s or 60s and gone out of the public eye, were being missed. To which the rather interesting BBC response was that they'd written about those people online, which of course, if you're in the older age group remembering those people, you're probably less likely to go online and see those obituaries posted.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually, yeah. I was finding in my analysis that people who have been famous recently tended to have, well, I was basing all my statistics on what's available on the internet, and people who have died recently just have had constantly, you know, the internet is full of them. But people who, you know, my grandmother would have, like Zsa Gabor, I just mentioned, I couldn't tell you anything about her, really. But I'm sure my grandmother would be or my parents would be very familiar with her.
Mm, that's the challenge, isn't it, really? It's the modern perception, almost to a certain extent, who's in the newsroom.
Excuse me?
If somebody dies and the shout goes out around the newsroom, and most of the newsroom is under the age of 35, you don't stand a chance of your Zsa, do you, really?
Oh, that's a good point, yeah. Yeah, because how are they going to... Yeah, because it depends on who your journalists are, really.
Interesting. I forget who it was for now. I don't think it was anybody of particular prominence, but I was reading an obituary in The Guardian, and at the end, The Guardian byline, they put the name of the journalist or the writer who's compiled the obituary, and it emerged that the person who'd written the obituary had also died.
Oh, really?
Because it had been filed a couple of years previously, presumably in the expectation that somebody was going to topple over.
Yeah, they were keeping a few on file, yeah. Mm. So one of the analysis, well, the BBC themselves did a bit of a statistical analysis of this, and they used as their kind of metric to decide whether or not more celebrities had died than usual was whether how many pre-prepared obituaries they had released in 2016.
So it's like the thing when your birthday appears in the Times, it also means they've just filed your obituary. Is that sort of thing?
So, yeah, so they tend to write them a few years in advance in preparation for very famous people. And they'd used an unusually large number this year, particularly between January and March. So usually you would expect there to be about 36, but this year they used 49, which is an unusually large amount and the sort of thing you should only see about every 100 years. So this tells us, well, the BBC is just suddenly having to, you know, empty their filing
cabinet. Exhausting supply of pre-prepared obituaries.
Yeah, so that tells us that, you know, at least as far as they're concerned. But what I really wanted to find out was, can we have a more objective definition of celebrity? Because the BBC, you know, they make their own decisions, as, you know, he's just said, you know, it's the decision might be of some random 35-year-old in the newsroom to whether to prepare an obituary. So I wanted to go to a more kind of objective source. So I decided to have a look at Wikipedia. A couple of other people have done similar things. So my idea was to look at, go through all the biographies of people who've died over the past, you know, 16 years and see how long they were, and how much they're revised, and see if I can sort of from that build up a sort of celebrity score.
And Wikipedia doesn't have, I guess, like any organisation, be it The Guardian, The Times, The BBC, does Wikipedia lean in a particular direction? Because presumably that would potentially skew your stats as well.
You're right, yes. So most Wikipedia's editors tend to be male, American, young,
So again, Zaza's in trouble with this once more, isn't she?
However, they're quite good researchers, though, at Wikipedia.
So right.
They're very keen to not give undue prominence to, you know, sort of certain modern celebrities. And they tend to do their historical research quite well. So it's and also because you've got such a large pool of editors, there's probably a few people who know about Zsa Gabor, so can fill in her profile appropriately. And from this, I got a few, I kind of defined a kind of a calculation for how famous you are based on this. So in my opinion, the most famous person ever is Michael Jackson. So he scored top of my list, followed by Pope John Paul II, Ronald Reagan, Hugo Chavez, Fidel Castro, so on going down. Princess Diana in seventh. So, of course, the Beatles were famous for saying that... I think John Lennon said he was bigger than Jesus, I believe.
Yeah, that got him into a bit of trouble, I seem to recall.
Yeah, but I can conclude that actually he isn't, actually. He's quite far down the list, John Lennon, unfortunately.
So then, did you then sort of put in, if you like, if somebody died, or when you were checking the list of those who had died, did you put them against where they might have fallen in that list?
Yes, exactly. So I was seeing that kind of over time... how many of these people? First of all, I considered like the top 1,000 people of all famous people to die over the past 30 years, and see how this progressed on time, and see what the kind of historical average is over time. So usually you see about for the past decade or so, about 50 or so people who's in my top 1,000 famous people of all time die every year. So in this year, wherever we saw a very high number, it was about 90 something. So this was as far as, you know, my statistics are concerned, this was an outstanding year by at least my metric of celebrity.
But I also wonder about the ages of those people who died. For example, many pop stars who, even if they'd not led particularly extravagant pop star lifestyles, those who were famous in the 1960s are sadly getting to the age where they might have the occasional health problem. For example, Graham Taylor, I know he's not a pop star, but the England football manager has announced, sadly passed away today, the age of 72, less than the average male lifespan. However, probably within a range of people of that age, you might expect to hear about some of them dying. And I'm just wondering, there's a whole clutch of 60s pop stars, for example, David Bowie at the end of the 1960s, for example. So is it surprising that a group of these people should leave us during the last year?
Indeed, that was one of the challenges of doing this, because indeed I did see an increasing trend in celebrity deaths over time. So back in about 2000, you'd expect about 40 people who, by my metric, are very, very famous to die. And recently it's gone up to more like about 60 a year. So I had to do what in trade we call a sort of linear regression, which... it's basically just drawing a straight line through the thing, but doing it a bit more mathematically and precisely. So kind of looking at a sort of long-term trend. So yeah, indeed, more people are dying recently. And indeed, this year, you know, last year we had about 60, and then this year, you know, a few more, maybe 63, but which is, you know, entirely because you said, you know, people are getting older.
And if we add that to your earlier comment about being famous in 1910, I think you said, does that then mean because you are more likely to be famous through the 1960s, the 70s, through pop, through television, through sport as well, for that matter, does that mean that this is a trend which will now continue?
Yeah, no doubt, yes. So this year, seeing 90 people die, even though it's very much higher than the trend of 60, this is the sort of number we will probably see. I don't think we'll see it next year, but this will become normal as of about 2025. This sort of turnover will be considered just, you know, an everyday thing.
Well, as Cambridge's longest serving drive host, I'm assuming they'll still be here in 2025. So I might actually have to ask you back to check. I just want one more question before we leave this. Does one celebrity death lead to another, or at least a reporting of it? I'm wondering, and I don't know, you probably didn't factor this in to your data, but if a celebrity dies and maybe isn't given prominence, you know, the BBC and Sky, who supplies our national news, may get complaints that it isn't covered, or they feel that they need to push people up the news order, people like Bowie or George Michael. One would expect them to be leading or thereabouts news bulletins. But other people, I think Liz Smith, the royal family actress, who was 90, I think, when she passed away, you know, would she have been mentioned? It's only a minor character, really, in the royal family. Did she get pushed up because of the sad death of Caroline Ahern, her co-star, earlier in the year?
That's a good question. Well, I can see it both ways. I can see them saying, oh, since we've reported on the death of a sort of pop star, we have to also equally report on the deaths of people who, you know, otherwise wouldn't have received so much attention. But I can also see it the other way around as well, because if I believe that Diana and Mother Teresa died a few days apart, I think it was, and some people were saying, oh, maybe she overshadowed the death of Mother Teresa. And in the same way if a few mega people, famous people, are dying in the same week, you really don't have enough room in the headlines for people who you definitely would have made a headline on a slow news day.
Yeah, it's tricky, isn't it? It's all the normal balances. Absolutely fascinating. And you've written about this. If people want to sort of see your stats and your charts,
yes. In fact, it was on the it was in the Times last week, and it's also on the Daily Mail website. So if you want to check it out, go to the website or medium.com/@JasonCreese. Don't read the comments, though, especially on the Daily Mail, because I did.
what are they doing? Free funeral for every reader or something?
I think people didn't really read the article very well. I've been accused of... I understand how difficult scientific publishing is, because I was accused of all sorts of things, like wasting government funds, I quite liked.
How dare you?
I should emphasise, I did this in my own time, on my own computer. I did not get a £2 million EU grant for doing any of this.
Dear, oh dear. Goodness me. Jason, I think that's a whole other subject, actually. Might have to come back to that some other time. Jason Creese, thanks very much for joining us. Oh, it's a quarter to six.
It's been a pleasure.